Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for being with us on this last Monday of April 2016. Coming up, we've got this is going to be interesting. Last month in March, we had a visit with the president and CEO of the new company called Arion. His name's Ron Keller, and we sat down with him and we asked about the whole branding and name change and all of that transpired last month and why they were going about that. And I want to play this relatively short clip for you. And then what we're going to do, we're going to double back and we're going to chat with our friend Ned Flynn from Arion. He's the sales director there. We're going to be talking about what has happened, what's transpired since we talked with Ron Keller just last month.
We've been at the end now of about a two-year process of going through a rebranding exercise, looking to move away from our traditional name as the INS family of companies, Iowa Network Services. And over the past few years, we've added several other businesses to our family with the acquisition of Alliance Technologies, Merit Resources, Caleres, and also the formation of other companies like Alliance Connect. And we felt like continuing to operate under a house of brands, which is the INS family of companies, really wasn't the most efficient and effective way for us to present ourselves in the marketplace long term. So we are announcing today that we're moving to a branded house using the name Arion. So the name is brand new for us today.
And for those of you who are listening that can't see the visual is really pretty incredible. The new hot color out there is orange, and so the brand has an orange logo to it. Ron, when you started this process, did you ever expect that it would take 2 years to formulate and then launch?
Well, actually, the process has taken longer than that. Mm. I should mention that 5 years ago, when I was actually being interviewed by the then INS board for this position as president and CEO of Iowa Network Services, the board was asking at that point in time my thoughts about branding for the organization. So they already knew at that point that while the name has served us very, very well, was very descriptive of who we were historically, it likely needed to change for the future.
And those changes have really been dramatic. Recently, you brought back Katie Roth with Portico, and she's now part of Arion. And it's interesting, the tagline for Arion is threefold, three T's. It is talent, technology, and tools. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, actually, about a year ago, we launched what we called T3. And this was an outcome of some of the customer research that was being done as part of our brand efforts and talking to customers about what they associated with each of the different companies that they were doing business with as part of our family. And the one common theme across all this is that they felt like they were looking to us to provide them with talent, so it's access to resources that they didn't have internally or could afford to have, and technology, so applications of technology that, again, they might not be conversant with, and tools, that's various ways of doing things, access to capital, process and procedures, a whole range of different things. And not that any one company that we have is limited to that. It was something that our customers saw within each one of our companies so that every organization was offering talent, technology, and tools. So we've used that T3 concept over the past year to kind of build to the point today where we're actually announcing a brand. So T3 for us has served us well. It's not technically part of our brand, but it's really more descriptive of the kinds of support services we bring to offer.
And when you have a name like Arion, you do have to somehow describe, okay, what is it that we do?
That's it exactly. Arion, from our perspective at this point in time, is what you might refer to as an empty vessel. It by itself doesn't really have any meaning. So it's an opportunity for us to be able to share our thoughts with folks about what Arion really is. And Arion, as a branded house comprised of these different businesses that we've historically had as part of the INS family of companies, is really a business solutions provider. We try and help organizations solve their business problems. And our core purpose is enabling customers to get back to what they like to do, what they are good at doing. And we provide them with the traditional back office services because that's our front office. Every organization, when they've started, had some core purpose, some reason for their existence, something that they were very good at, something that they were passionate about. But in order to be successful long term, they also have to be provisioned at all these other support services, every business, every organization has needs for IT, HR, finance, marketing, business development. You just go on and on and on. And yet that seems to be activities that most business owners really would prefer not doing. They're not very good at it. They want to get back to what they did when they first started their business. So these are the services that we can provide to them. So you have a small business, let's say, of 25 employees. They all of a sudden have access to an HR department of 125 employees. Mm-hmm. So we can bring those skill sets and that expertise to them to leverage that situation, allowing them to focus on their core competencies, and we can take the burden from them of all these other support services.
And get them back to doing what they like to do.
Let's get back to work. That's part of our tagline.
That, of course, is Ron Keller. Ron Keller is the president and CEO of the newly branded Arion, which was the INS family of companies. That was a month ago, and so we thought we would catch up with Ned Flynn, who's the vice president of sales at Arion, to find out what's going on since that time period. How's the last month been? He is with us on our Newsmaker line. Welcome, Ned. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
So that was an exciting time. It was a month ago. The dust has kind of settled in a little bit after that exciting launch of a rebrand of the INS family of companies. How have things been going since then?
Well, been extremely busy, of course. And in many respects, our tagline accurately reflects our experience. We, as Ron had mentioned, we had been working on the rebranding for more than 2 years.
Right.
And so much of the information, we were just waiting for the official announcement so that we could get back to work.
Right.
So in many respects, hasn't been a change in the way we do business, but in other respects, it really has.
When we look at those ways that it maybe has impacted, I mean, when folks talk about a rebranding effort, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes in that, from the graphics and the decisions and the website and all of that stuff internally. But externally, we're hopeful anyway, and I'm sure that Arion's hopeful, that being able to talk about technology and talent and all of those things that now make up this new brand fosters new interest among individual businesses out there that could utilize the services that you provide. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely, and some of it's perceptual. So
yes.
In the past, when we would talk to our clients and they would tell us the things that they're struggling with, and we would say, oh, well, you know, we have a company that does that. That's Alliance Technologies or Alliance Communications. The perception was that they were totally separate companies. And the conversation around Arion is perceptually, it's, hey, we're the same company. And what's been really interesting and really kind of validating is that we have had more requests for us to bring multiple solutions. So rather than us saying to our clients, hey, did you know, they're saying, or our prospects, I should say, they're saying to us, hey, listen, I'd like to talk to you, but I'd also like to talk to the person from your contact center, you're from your technology business. So there's a validation of our business model that's taking place as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would make it easier, I would think, anyway. It would make it easier to market this whole new thing when you say, hey, look, we are one company, but we can bring you all of these solutions.
Yeah, and I think that we're still trying to, I mean, that's probably the part that we're still trying to figure out is, you know, how do we explain all of these things that we do? But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our marketplace is small and medium-sized businesses, and we focus on relationships and understanding
right.
that client. And so for us, it's understanding what that business is doing. Are they growing? You know, what are the things that they're trying to accomplish? And then leveraging the trust that we have built with that client to say, hey, you know, let's see if we can help you out in this other area.
Sure. Yeah, well, it all makes perfect sense to us, and we thought it would be a timely opportunity to check in with you, Ned, and find out how things have been going for the past 30 days out there at Arion with all the new people. And besides that, you guys have been on a hiring binge, too, haven't you? You've brought a lot of people on.
You know, our businesses across the board are growing, and that's exciting. And so we are constantly looking for value proposition is be a winner, and that means that we attract folks that are winners or have the potential to be winners, and we're constantly looking for top talent, and we think we've got a great team, and we expect to continue to grow.
Okay, got it. Well, thanks so very much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate it. And good luck to you. It was a wonderful opportunity to sit down with Ron Keller and talk a little bit about what went on in this branding scheme, because all of us that are working closely in the advertising and marketing world, we know what goes into creating a new rebranding effort and all of the cost and the expense and the hopes and dreams. And so the excitement that we had last month, we thought it would be a good time just to check up and see how things have percolated in the last 30 days or so. So thanks for sharing some of the inside story.
All right, Michael. Take care.
His name, of course, is Ned Flynn. He's the vice president of sales at Arion. He was on our Newsmaker line talking about the changes that are going on with regard to his business over the past 30 days. We got to clear out of here. Tyler has just hit the music. That means we've got just about a minute left to say thanks for being with us on this Monday afternoon. We had the opportunity to chat with Laura Kennard a little bit, and then again, our friend Ned Flynn from Arion. And tomorrow we will be back at 5:05 with more of the business news headlines, regional, national, and local, along with two interesting business interviews. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to was arranged, conducted, produced, and created by our friend James Goodlett. You want some music for your business? We can hook you up. All right, we got to go. Have yourself a wonderful Monday evening, and thanks for all of us. Thanks for the awards. We really did appreciate it. Now it is the award-winning Business News Hour, according to the Iowa Broadcast News Association. For all of us, have yourself a wonderful Monday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.